There are still a lot of questions after the mid-air collision near Washington, D.C. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, with a lot of focus on the Army Black Hawk helicopter that slammed into an American Airlines regional plane about to land. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth tells Fox they don't know yet.
Who was talking, who was on the comms, who was piloting, and then what, if any, confusion was there at the end, right? We're looking at altitude.
President Trump posted on Truth Social a short time ago the helicopter was flying too high by a lot. Far above the 200-foot limit.
There's also an internal report within the FAA which suggests the staffing levels inside the tower at Reagan Airport may not have been at the right levels.
Fox's Mark Meredith near the airport says they've recovered the plane's black boxes, but not all the bodies yet of the 67 people killed on both aircraft. Divers back in the water today.
Salvaging what's left of the American Airlines regional jet as well as the helicopter that collided into each other right here above the Potomac just on Wednesday evening.
President Trump has already fired some Justice Department prosecutors who worked for Special Counsel Jack Smith on his investigations that led to two Trump federal indictments since dropped. Now he's getting ready for an FBI purge.
The exact number of FBI officials told to resign or lose their jobs has not been disclosed, but Fox News has confirmed an ultimatum was delivered to senior bureau employees promoted by former director Christopher Wray. An email to colleagues from one of those agents reported by the New York Times says he learned he'd be dismissed as soon as Monday morning and was given no rationale for the decision.
Fox's Jared Halpern of the White House. The president also plans to impose 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico starting tomorrow. Trump critics warn that'll lead to higher consumer prices. And we just got a report this morning showing
that inflation is still a problem. So the December PCE price index rose 0.3% month over month, in line with estimates, but hotter than the previous month. If you look at year over year, it's up 2.6%, marking three straight months of no progress on inflation.
Fox Business's Lauren Simonetti. America's listening to Fox News.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
It's time now to throw out your overpriced big wireless contract. Throw it overboard with a qualifying plan of just $45 a month. You can choose a free iPhone 14 or free Samsung Galaxy. You get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 25 gigs of data, mobile hotspot. You get all of it. Also, they use the same 5G network. So get your free iPhone 14 or your Samsung Galaxy. You simply dial #250. You say the keyword save now from Pure Talk, America's wireless.
Good morning and happy Friday from the News 11 Information Desk. I'm Scott Gross. The young woman convicted of killing a man in a wrong-way DUI crash is sentenced to over 10 years in prison. 23-year-old Kiara Gomez was convicted of manslaughter following a plea agreement last November. In the courtroom, Gomez issued an apology to Robert Shipp's family, something Shipp's daughter, Gina Ott, appreciated.
That meant a lot to me, actually. I do feel like she is remorseful. Maybe she's had a lot of time to think.
Gomez's sentence starts today. She will receive credit for the 73 days she's already served in jail. Yuma School District 1 is searching for its next superintendent. As part of the selection process, the district is gathering input and urges the community to complete a survey to help shape the qualities and priorities for the next super. The position is now posted and the application period closes on February 28th. I'm Scott Gross.
Beautiful weekend weather forecast for you with 73 and sunny today, 44 tonight, light winds, 76, light breeze on Saturday, 49 Saturday night, 82 and sunny on Sunday.
Investment advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Welcome to Money Talk with Yuma Investment Group's Tom Rush, founder, wealth advisor, and George Davis Sr. Wealth Advisor.
Oh, Russ, that is some excellent music to start National Have Fun at Work Day.
See, that was I Don't Want to Work. That's what that show, that's what that song started off with. I just want to bang on a drum all day.
That's right. Yeah, well, we help retirees do that. That's one of our main goals, to help people not have to work, outlive their money, bang on their drum. But for us that do have to work, Russ, me and Tim.
But I don't have to.
That's right.
You don't have to. You have a job that's just more like fun.
I had that discussion the other day. You know, I was taking somebody somewhere, and they said, you know, something about, retirement. And I said, I'm having too much fun to retire,
Yeah, well, good for you.
And not everybody can do that.
No, not everybody can.
If I was putting shingles up on a roof, I'd have been broken half, like, 10 years ago.
Yeah, I mean,
talk for a living.
And you're good at it, so why not do it?
It's a little, as long as I got a throat. I mean, it's not making everybody happy, but
you got to continue to bring your joy.
But it's entertaining.
Some people like it.
Yeah,
some sick.
I don't like it, and I still listen. All right, well, this is Money Talk, AM560 KBLU. Happy Friday out there! And Johnny told me it was National Have Fun at Work Day. Russ is not convinced, so we're gonna have fun today. Tom's not here, so we can have a good time. That's what really
that makes it better, right? Yeah. There. See, I can say that.
Yes, can say that.
He sent me a text that, "Are you guys at the show?" So I hope he's not listening because.
Yeah. Well, it's on. Oh, that's right. I don't tape this one. No, it's not on tape. So.
Okay. George Davis Sr. here, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management.
Yep, and Tim Avila.
How you doing today, Tim? Advisor.
Good. Yeah. How are you, George?
Oh, I'm actually doing pretty dang well. I'm happy it's Friday. It's been one of those weeks.
Happy Friday.
Lots of news, both financial and everything. I'm tragedy with the airline. That's horrible. I can't imagine being a diver.
It should have never happened.
No.
It's just kind of hard to figure out how that even can happen in today's day.
Can you imagine being a diver and going down there?
I'd do it.
Would you?
I am a diver. I'd go. It has to be done. Somebody's
got to.
Someone's got to do it, unfortunately.
Pulling people out of there, that's sad.
Yeah.
Really sad. That's very tragic. So, anyway, the markets are open today and kind of a rocky ride so far a little bit this year, Tim.
What do you think? Positive.
Yeah,
January's been a positive month.
It's been positive.
That's a good start. That's always a good prognosticator of how the year is going to go. If January starts off well, usually the year.
What are the Feds going to do, though?
Well, we had a Fed meeting just 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, they announced what they're going to do. Nothing
expected. I mean, when
two cuts.
They are going to do cuts
this year. I think we're expected two.
Yeah, one to two.
One to two. Mm-hmm. Okay, because that was the message before the election. I didn't know. That should never change anything. It's supposed to be all totally independent. But I was just curious if it did.
It's supposed to be. I think it is.
There's always something. Everything. But
I actually like Powell. I think he does a pretty good job. I think he explains pretty well. And it's a pretty tough gig. And I think he does a pretty good job. They're basically sitting there waiting and letting the data, make their actions, which is what they should do. Today, there was some economic data out, and inflation not where we want, right on target. We'd like to see it coming down.
They got to change it a little
moderating.
Bit. Maybe Trump's policies are going to be different. There's going to be a different effect on the economy, and I'm sure their calculators are going crazy right now on that, on what effects.
They got some tariffs coming in tomorrow, right? I heard
that's the rumor.
The big ones with Mexico and
yeah, in fact, that's Canada. A rumor as announced by the president.
Yeah, 25%.
The president has a rumor. It's pretty strong.
Yeah. Pretty strong.
25% tomorrow. How much? $8 billion worth of
merch? But some of that tariff was put in because of their foreign policy. And be curious if that changed their foreign policy and those tariffs may disappear the next day. Who knows?
That's true.
I don't know what the strategy is. Only our president knows.
Right.
Yeah.
He knows. A few other people, yeah.
Yeah, he knows what they're looking for.
Your buddy might know.
Yes, he might.
Yeah.
Or he'll have a good guess, and he's right sometimes, but not every time.
Are you in the camp of these tariffs are going to increase inflation? Inflationary?
No.
Okay.
But do they add to the cost of goods shipped? Yeah, they do. Or they can. During the last rounds of tariffs when Trump was in, It did have a slight increase in some items, but China picked up most of it, and they didn't really let it be affected in it. And the transaction.
What do you mean by China picked up most of it?
Like they paid it directly from the government instead of putting it into the cost of the product.
Oh, okay.
You know, but normally, if you're sending something over that costs a dollar and a 25% tariff,
yeah, you're
okay,
going to raise the price to consumer.
Right, you pass it on.
And they did not do that.
They did not do that the first time. China didn't want to give up any of the market. And the feeling was that aluminum was going to become so expensive you couldn't afford beer, which I thought was a scary commercial. Those were commercials that were put out by the opposition. Mm. And there's 33 beer cans to a pound of aluminum, and aluminum was like a buck. And I thought, how much are they going to raise it? It never went up at all.
Yeah.
And we still have beer.
Yeah. You still have beer.
You know, so all these fear-mongering things, you got to wade through them and got to figure out what's real and what's not.
Wouldn't we figure out a way to put beer in something like those cartons that are now?
Or maybe glass. You know, that would be a new idea.
Yeah.
I think they tried that at one time. Yeah.
That's what Mexico still does, right?
Oh, yeah.
You have the beer in the glass, you take it in, you get so much for the glass, and you recycle. Yeah.
Beer in the bottles. And
I think it's pretty prolific here. Some people prefer it, but yeah. I don't know. It's a mess to sort through the news, and you guys are no different in the industry of finance. You know, you got to know what's rumor and what's real. And
we do.
And you know, someone gives a prediction on what's going to happen, you got to look into the background of who gave that prediction and why.
Mm-hmm.
Not just it's a fact.
Yeah. 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 Well,
it's
so quick.
Politics is a big poker game.
It is. A fun game, and I enjoy it. I've been frustrated by how much it's gone on that people have been sucking up that is obvious lies. And now some things are changing quickly, and we hope for the best.
Yes.
And pray for the best, and we hope that it is.
Well, pulling the curtain back, and people are like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, see, that's too ugly.
That's really how that's working? That's really the way the gears work inside there. So,
Transparency is going to be the new thing. How much transparency is good is be the next question.
That's good. That's what it needs. That's what's changed in our industry, has changed over the years. We're a fiduciary, which means we're bound to have our clients' interests first by contract.
Right.
And so, you know, we use advisory fees. It's right on the statement. We don't do like back in the day when we have commission for trades, annual fees, hidden fees wrapped into different products. So now it's very transparent.
And human
and that's
nature.
Kind of the way, you know, most everything should be.
You don't know if that's going to be the really what's best for the client or not, or best for the
for the professional.
Yeah.
In any industry.
Could be.
It's not just
financial. It could. You don't know.
It could.
Yeah.
And there's always a few bad apples, but for the most part, people.
It's also good to take it out of the equation. That's one less thing to look at.
Agree.
Yes. Yeah. So. Absolutely.
Yeah. So now you guys have, now there's not any question about it.
Right. Yeah. We're not incentivized by the industry to promote their product versus the other product or whatever. None of that.
And it's just like the politicians right now. We know that the pharmaceutical business gives them big money in helping them get elected. We don't know how much effect that has on their final decisions or not. Now, it doesn't have to. They can still be an honest, honorable guy. And they gave him the money to put that kind of guy in there.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be I put it in there to you to protect me no matter what, at all cost. You know, don't know.
Exactly.
Don't know, but it leaves that cloud, leaves that thought in your head.
Mm-hmm.
It could be. Could be.
Yeah. And that, you know, in our industry, the biggest thing we have is trust. And you have that in the back of your mind.
Well, it's a good thing you're not running the FBI then. There's no trust there. Yeah. And I hope they get
just
this.
Just imagine if there could be.
I hope they get
what
that
they can accomplish.
It's good for all of us to get that trust back.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Trust in politicians, too.
Yeah.
That they're going to do what they say they're doing. Look at the president. Whether you like him or not, he's doing what he said he's going to do. It shouldn't be a surprise.
No, but they're reeling. There's a lot of the opposition.
He campaigned, this is what I'm going to do, and you know it's good to see that he's doing it.
I think the shock is that there's no delay. There's no drawn-out mythology of we can work it in over the next 4 years. It's like, okay, we got a couple days. Let's get 100% of it done.
Yeah, February 1, you just gonna have a deadline
It's literally going so fast. It's just amazing. But I think Trump being his second term, right after he won the election, they started Mar-a-Lago having cabinet meetings before cabinet was formed.
Mm.
They were writing.
Yeah, they were
November 6th.
He didn't waste any time.
They hit the ground running.
That's right.
So, what do you think is going to happen with Kennedy Jr. I like him. I hope he makes it.
Well, having you like him isn't going to help him.
But. Well, I know.
I like to think he's going to make it, but I know he's in a an area with pharmaceuticals and stuff where there is so much power of the purse. And I mentioned pharmaceuticals because they're the number one lobby group. They're the number one contributor.
Doesn't surprise me.
Pharmaceuticals as a whole.
Yeah.
Support. You know, it's like, well, how many senators do you own, pharmaceutical company? Don't know. But how much will that influence or not? And right now, there's no Republican that has come out in stated opposition. Like in Hergseth, Murkowski and Collins both said, nope, never vote for him. He has a rumor I don't like, you know. But with Kennedy so far, no one's come up and made those statements. It's a Republican.
Well, that's good. When is the vote? Tonight? Or is it go through the whole weekend?
I don't know. It might go through the – I mean, he's already done it 2 days. He only gets 2 days.
Oh, okay. I thought yesterday was it.
So it could come at any time now.
Yesterday he started. Yesterday was day two?
Yeah. They were going to get – and now they're on Cash Patel. And.
But don't they vote right after?
Sometime after. I mean, it's close, but it's not yet.
Okay.
So it hadn't – it might be today. I have no idea, but it could be. I'm hoping for the best, and I was surprised about Hegseth going through, and some of the others based on some of the commentary that, you know, because it's such a thin margin of Republicans, you need all but three, and Hegseth lost three, Collins and Murkowski, and then the guy that's frozen, you know.
Yeah. Good thing Tim's not in there getting voted on.
That's right. Forget it. So I don't have a chance on anything.
But I think Cash Patel's awesome. There's no blemish anywhere. They just don't like some of his political standings on guns or political standings on some things. But that's politics. That's not. That shouldn't pull him out.
It is.
He's
a
Republican.
You can always have something that's.
Yeah.
He can't be perfect and everything.
But he's really
make everybody happy.
Right.
So. He's really in law enforcement. He really knows it inside out. But. But he wants to upend the leadership because we've had so many problems of lies and misdirection and potential deep state stuff that he says, I'll get rid of it. Do you know that Trump has already asked for resignations of, I mean, sent out letter to of asking for resignations of leadership?
Which leadership?
In the FBI.
Oh, no, I was not aware of that.
Yeah, he's our CIA and FBI. That senior leader should resign now.
That surprised me. Yeah.
Yeah, and by Monday you should resign. Wow. And that way Cash Patel, when he gets in, doesn't have to ask for it, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, so there's just no stopping anything.
All right. All right, we're going to go up our first break here. This is Money Talk, AM560, KBLU. We'll be right back.
At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they believe they manage money for their clients differently from many other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. Visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com and find out why investors switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Ra ra ah ah ah, ra ma ra ma ma, ga ga, ooh la la, what's your bad romance?
Welcome back to Yuma, AM560 KBLU, Money Talk. George Davis Sr., Tim Avila.
Yes, good morning.
How you doing, Tim?
Excellent, George. Thank you.
Good, good. A lot going on in the news. Let's talk a little bit about some finance here, since this is Money Talk.
That's right.
What did you think of our Outlook event, Tim? We had our Outlook event with Ryan Dietrich, and he came and gave a talk. Carson Wealth, Carson Partners, is our... RIA, and he's the chief economic officer.
Mm-hmm.
He came and kind of gave an outlook for 2025. I thought he did a really good job. I listened to him on Facts and Feelings podcast with Sanu, and they do a good job. So,
oh yes, he's a very entertaining, engaging, and intelligent presenter.
Yeah, we got a good team over at Carson. Very, very blessed, very blessed. Fortunate that
Absolutely.
That we do. So, but, you know, he's pretty optimistic about the economy. I know there's a lot of things in the news and a lot of things mm-hmm. that affect the market, but overall,
his outcome was positive.
Yeah. It was like 10%, said, you know, 10,
just like anything,
on the stocks.
It'll be a little choppy, but, you know, he does expect double digits.
Mm-hmm. About 10 and in the bond market, they were optimistic
and the bond
too.
Market, yep. Couple digits higher this year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great news.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime we're getting positive years, we like it.
Yeah, we've had a couple in a year, so mm-hmm. a couple in a row. So this will be hopefully number three.
Yep.
But yeah, we got some good talking points for our clients. I think the main thing is stay diversified.
Yep.
Small caps are actually leading this year. We don't know if it's a surprise or not. He was talking about small caps and both growth and value, since, you know, we've had the large U.S. and tech companies doing real well last year. So time to maybe take some of those profits and diversify into some different areas, asset classes. So, yeah, that was a great event, our 2025 outlook. Appreciate him being here with us.
Yes.
So you've got a seminar coming up, I hear.
Yes, I do.
You want to talk a little bit about that? Well, I know you got to take off for the last 10, 15 minutes, so it would be just me and Russ then. But let's talk a little bit about what you have coming up. Yeah. What you have coming up here while I still have you on the show.
Yeah. So next week, Thursday, February 6th, we are hosting a lunch and learn at the Crossing, 12 noon. And okay. The topic is going to be how to optimize your taxes by starting a retirement plan and cut costs or optimize your current plan. So we're looking for business owners, HR administrators, whoever is administering or would be administering a retirement plan, for companies that have a current plan that are looking to see if maybe they can mm-hmm. cut costs, find something better. Maybe they don't have local representation like us who can come in, visit people face-to-face, one-on-one. And businesses that don't have a retirement plan yet but are curious, you know, what are the benefits to me?
Mm. A retirement plan, you're talking about?
Like a
401k, for example.
That's a
403b, maybe?
403b. Okay. That's usually in the nonprofit or municipality mm-hmm. arena. And there are others as well, but those are usually the two main ones that we're looking
okay.
at.
Okay.
Yeah. And like, for instance, a business that doesn't have a retirement plan, say, well, what's in it for me? And, you know, mm-hmm. why should I consider it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one, for the employees, it's probably a really good retention tool, because if their company has a retirement plan and their competition doesn't, well, now they look more attractive to potential employees, which means they can keep their employees longer. And hopefully get better skilled, higher skilled employees to come to their business versus going to the competition.
So retention and attraction.
Retention and attraction. And for the business owner and the business itself, there are tax deductions.
Mm.
Every business owner loves a tax deduction. They're always looking for ways to say, hey, how can I lower my taxes?
Yeah.
And this is a way, if you're going to be paying tax, and you don't want to be paying it to Uncle Sam, you'd rather put it in your pocket or your employee's pocket, this is an excellent vehicle mm-hmm. to do that.
Mm. So when I hear 401k or retirement plan, a couple questions, Tim. So I'm a sole proprietor. I have my own business. I can't do a retirement plan or a 401k. That's for bigger companies.
So the nice thing is, not necessarily true, especially if you're a sole proprietor, family business, maybe it's just you and your wife. There's a solo 401k. Mm,
okay.
So if you don't have any other W-2 employees, it's just yourself, just your spouse or a partner, then we can look at that option
mm-hmm.
as well. And we have quite a few business owners who are basically a one-person.
Solo 401k, yeah, okay.
One-person
so
shop.
So it could be. Mm-hmm.
So they have that option. And for all these retirement plans, there's that company match along with the employer contribution.
Mm-hmm.
And so two sources of money
okay.
are coming in.
If you have your spouse.
If you have one set up like that, that contribution from the company is the part that's deductible for the business.
Deductible for the business.
Mm-hmm.
But the part you're contributing, if it's a traditional 401k, is deductible for your own personal, too.
Could be, because there's the pre-tax option or the Roth.
Or the Roth option. Okay.
So depending on which one you choose, yes.
Hmm.
So you can get tax benefits today or tax benefits in the future.
So if I grow and I add employees later, not a big deal because I have a solo 401k. I just need to get a...
Then you convert.
Convert to a traditional.
We stop the solo. Now we open the traditional
401k. Okay. The other thing I hear also is expensive. That's going to be a lot of money for me. I'm going to have to match the employees, and I don't know if I can afford it. What do you have to say about that?
Well, that's one of the beautiful things about the platform that we use now. It's geared differently than a traditional platform. Traditional platform, one, it's usually a percentage, a set percentage, say 1.5%, 2%, whatever it is. And it has both...
1.5%, 2% of the cost or fee?
Of the account value as the account is growing.
For the cost.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The cost. And some of those fees are above the table, like we were talking about transparency.
Mm-hmm.
Some are below or hidden costs. And we can help the business owner look and evaluate.
And that's your job is to show them what the hidden ones are.
Right.
So if they want to see. Okay.
But going back to that fee structure, that percentage, if it's 1.5%, as the whole plan grows, the 1.5 stays the same, but the dollar amount that you're paying for that 1.5 is growing as the plan is growing.
Okay.
So you're paying more and more in fees every year.
As the plan gets larger.
As the plan gets larger.
Mm-hmm.
With ours, we have a flat fee structure with very minimal increase. So over time, you're pretty much paying the same.
Okay.
With very minimal increase versus
that's a big deal.
The percentage that's growing and growing every year.
Mm-hmm.
So the longer you have that plan, the bigger the savings differential gets.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we help show the businesses. We do an analysis for them, show them all the numbers. Most instances, we're able to save them very significant money in the thousands.
Per year. Yeah.
So
okay.
It could be $2,000-$3,000 a year, it could be $10,000-$15,000 a year, depending on the size of the plan. So we do that. It's free. There's no cost. There's no obligation. If we can help them, excellent. That's what we're here for.
Mm-hmm.
So we can help them save those costs. Again, we're local. So we're here able to come in face to face, have meetings versus someone in New York City over the Zoom or speakerphone, everything like that. Everybody loves to be able to put a face to a name, have that contact, and we offer those benefits.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It's a win-win.
It's an absolute win-win.
Yeah. And I also think of, put myself in place of a business owner. What have I got to lose? I'm not out anything. If I have my, if I have a current plan and I have Yuma Investment Group evaluate it, and Crystal and you or me, and take a look and say, this is what you're into, this is how the fees are acting, here's how the funds are acting, the investments inside, because we also evaluate them, and here's what you can do differently to improve it. Or maybe no plan is perfect, but maybe the plan is actually pretty good and you're doing your fiduciary responsibility to your employees by shopping it and at least looking at other alternatives that could be a possibility to see if the plan really is efficient and what you're looking for.
Exactly. And a lot of business owners who've kind of been new in this arena, they don't really fully understand that they are responsible as a fiduciary for the funds that are available, the investment options, et cetera. Since we are fiduciaries, when we take over a plan, we remove some of that burden off the business owner's shoulders.
Okay.
And they don't have to worry about that because, as you said, we are monitoring the funds. So we have a third party operation that ranks all the funds in the whole industry. So it's a non-biased, and we're comparing and saying, hey, if we're not in the top ones, we're changing. We're taking out that fund and we're replacing it.
Mm-hmm.
And each quarter we send out a review so they know that, yep, we're staying on top of everything so they get peace of mind knowing that we're working for them. And every year, we do a review. And again, go over all the numbers, make sure everything's operating like it's supposed to be, make sure all the bases are covered, and our clients love it.
Yeah,
they're like, great, thanks. Good. Appreciate it.
Good. And these aren't, people are like, well, how do you get, you know, less expensive, and how do you do this with your fees? And they're not fly-by-night companies. It's not, you know, it's not like, it's not like a Fidelity or maybe someone that just a big name, like an Empower, but, you know, Ascensus has been around for years. They're a very solid, very highly rated company. Vestwell. Yeah, there's different 401k companies that we use that can are very competitive.
Absolutely.
So when is that again?
So
how do we, and how do people attend? I mean, that sounds yummy at the Crossing.
Yeah, at the Crossing. February 6th at noon at the Crossing. Call our office, 329-1700.
Today's the 31st. It's one week?
It's 1 week away.
Oh, it's a Friday.
Thursday.
Oh, Thursday. Thursday. Okay. So, okay.
Yeah. Close to 1 week.
Close to 1 week. All right.
Yeah, close enough. Call our office. Ask for Kayla. She is taking care of all the reservations. Make sure everything is taken care of for you.
Mm-hmm.
Put your name on the list. We have only so many seats available, so don't delay.
You can go to our website, too.
Yeah, but it's a lot cleaner if they call in the office and ask for Kayla.
928-329-1700.
Yep.
Give us a call and get
exactly.
Kayla. Yeah. Okay.
Because that way she gets a phone number or an email. She sends a reminder call out, make sure they know, et cetera.
Yeah. And we just changed our email, too.
We just changed our email now.
Yeah.
At the end. So now we are Yuma and Imperial Valley.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
When's that office opening up? Is that ready to roll? I thought it was maybe the first.
Well, it's definitely opening up this first quarter.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah, in El Centro.
In El Centro.
In the finance area there.
Yes.
That's exciting. So
Yuma and Imperial Valley Wealth Management.
Right.
At your service.
All right, we are up against our next break. Money Talk, AM560 KBLU.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
They manage money for their clients differently from many other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. Visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com and find out why investors switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Playing some good songs
some good
about
work. We're supposed to have fun today, remember?
That's right.
Well, we're supposed to have
fun at work day.
If you can't have any satisfaction at work, then you on National Have Fun at Work Day, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're helping everybody along.
Yeah. Whatever makes you satisfied. Tell them George said it was okay.
George Davis Sr.
That's right. That's
welcome
right.
Back, Senor. When you talk AM560 KBLU, you got Tim Avila, Senior Wealth Advisor here, too, with me.
Yes.
And we're talking about all kinds of fun stuff today. It's National Have Fun at Work Day. So we've got a seminar. Tim's got one coming up. Next week. Optimize your taxes, start a retirement plan, and cut costs, or optimize your current plan. So if you have a business owner and you want to start a retirement plan, 401k, 403b,
Evaluate your current plan.
This is the place to be. February 6th at 12 o'clock, the Crossing. Lunch will be provided.
Absolutely.
Correct?
Yeah. Lunch and learn.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go. Can I go?
Maybe. We'll see. If I have seats available, okay.
That's fine. Yeah. If there's some extra seats, which I highly doubt it. But,
yeah. So to secure your spot, please call our office at 329-1700. Ask for Kayla. She will get all your information and get your reservation locked in.
Yeah. So I had a couple things, Tim, before you, probably be your last segment, and me and Russ will be talking, having fun. So January 5th, President Biden signed the Social Security Fairness Act of 2023 into law.
Correct.
Yeah. Why did it take 2 years?
Well, that's a good question. I don't have the answer to that question.
Just you wanted to wait until he signed it in just before he leaves, Russ? Is that common?
Whatever he wants.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was actually the 2023, but just signed it into law on January 5th, the National Social Security Fairness Act.
Yeah.
So a couple things that should are interesting on there is that repealed the windfall elimination provision. I don't know if everyone's heard of what the WEP is. That is if you're a government employee not covered by Social Security, such as like public sector positions. I have some friends that are with YPD, Human Fire Department,
mm-hmm.
and police, and they don't pay their Social Security taxes because they're eligible for the pension, and so when they get a smaller amount, if any, with Social Security, or if they had another job before or after they built up that Social Security. But the WEP, the windfall elimination period, if you have a pension that's affected. My understanding is that will lower your Social Security, even the Social Security that you would have been getting that's smaller, and that's what this law repealed. So Biden signed this into law, so now the money that you've put in and that you're promised, you're entitled to, will be the full amount. Not like you and I would get because we're not part
right.
of the pension.
We pay in normal.
We pay the Social Security taxes with the 6% match from the business and everything. So ours is, you know, normal. But that smaller amount, instead of it being, you know, 30% of what they should get, that's been repealed. So that's pretty big news.
Yeah. So in effect, they're getting more.
Yeah, they're going to be getting
a raise
more,
in
so,
their benefits.
Yeah. So basically, the WEP. Windfall elimination period primarily applies to retirees who worked in both Social Security covered employment and non, such as certain state and local governments. Federal workers under the civil service retirement system and some teachers. Repeal of the WEP could raise monthly Social Security benefits on individually impacted by as much as $613.
That's pretty significant.
Yeah, $613 a month. Yeah, that's a big deal. So
that's a big deal.
If you're fall into that windfall elimination period. That's big news on this Social Security Fairness Act. I've got a newsletter. You read the same one with that Heather Scribner from.
Mm-hmm.
She does a great job. I can see what month she usually comes out with it. Here probably early February, but I'll be anxious to read that and see what she'll have some really good insight on that too. The other one that was affected was the GPO, Government Pension Offset. Which is a little bit different. This is eliminates the reduction in Social Security to spouses or survivor benefits who are affected by the the lower Social Security amount.
Right.
So widows, spouses. If your spouse has a pension and you're in this government pension offset, that was also eliminated. So this one, I have an example for you, Tim, because I know you love math and examples.
Excellent. Hmm.
So Jill, I like to use Jill, of course, and Jack. Jill receives a government pension of $1,200 as the spouse is eligible for $1,000 based on her husband Jack's work history. The GPO would have reduced the $1,000 by $800.
Wow.
So it would have reduced it two-thirds of $1,200.
Yeah.
Repealing that will restore her Social Security spousal benefit back to $1,000.
That's so, excellent.
Yeah, that's like, what's that? Two-thirds, $400, $600 also. So pretty mm-hmm. close. So that's the GPO, government pension offset. If you want to get on there and you're affected by one of these changes, then that's one of the Social Security is a big deal when it comes to retirement. We include it in our Money Guide Pro. You know, the cornerstone of our practice is financial planning, and you put the Social Security in there too, and you can do a Social Security analysis separately if you want. It's in the plan. It shows you different, you know, what age is best to do it, how the GPO and the WEP affect you. And now, well, they're going to have to change that program, aren't they?
And they will.
They will.
They'll update. They'll make everything current. And that's the beautiful thing about that program. It stays current.
Mm-hmm.
As laws change pertaining to that, those changes flow right into the program.
They get updated. Yeah. So, anyway, those couple of news, couple of updates on Social Security. And I have my NSSA, National Social Security Advisor, certificate. I understand you're going to be...
Yes, I'll be working towards that this year, Tim.
Yeah.
So excited.
Excellent. And then we'll be doing some seminars together, so I look forward to that. So what else you got for me before you have to take off? You want to talk a little bit about DeepSeek, or do you have time?
I'll leave that one to you, George.
Okay.
You can have fun with that one.
Oh, yeah.
That way you got something to end with. Yeah. But, yeah, the biggest thing that I wanted to let people know, again, going back to our outlook and Ryan, we are optimistic that this year will be a positive year. Last year was a really great positive year. They don't expect a repeat, not at that level. But they expect, you know, double-digit growth this year. So we're happy. We're excited. That's good news for all our customers and clients. So it's nice to start off with a good, rosy outlook for the year.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I tell prospects and clients about us is we're the non-emotional coach.
That's right.
You know, right now, last year, the high flyers, the tech had a really good year. You know, the fab, whatever you want to call it, fabulous seven, magnificent seven. So everybody piles into those positions because they're doing well. Oh, man, I got to be in NVIDIA. I got to be in Microsoft. I got to be in Tesla. And then, like Monday, there's a big hit, and they're like, what the heck happened? Well, you want to talk to an advisor or you know, a non-emotional coach and say, look, it's time to actually, instead of buying more into those, take some profits.
Absolutely.
And then when this certain time thing happens, you have some dry powder, if you will,
to put to work. Saying, right? You know? Buy low and sell high.
Yeah.
So once we
and
had
then
a really
there's some other
good
areas that
like
haven't kept
year.
Up and that you should be diversifying into. Mm-hmm. Small caps are one of them. So.
Right. But, buy stocks when they're on sale.
That's right. Yeah. And in this... You know, environment is. I've heard a lot of opinions that it's a stock picker's market. You know, we run stock portfolios. You and I aren't the know-it-alls in buying stocks. I know that, but there are. You know, we have a lot of smart people working for us that run portfolios, and that's all they do. They don't do the relationships and meet with clients like you and I. They look at these strategies and these different models and. Say, well, you know, that stock, the dividend maybe is going to be cut. Let's move that one out and put another one in. So there's different, you know, there's stock models, there's mixtures of moderates, models, tactical, bond, you name it. Probably about 80 plus now, or
yeah,
I'd say lots of different strategies.
Yep, we're in that range now.
To satisfy every client's appetite.
Right. Even our artificial intelligence model.
Yeah, we do have an AI model. You're right. Yeah, so that's cool. All right, well, we're going to put against our last break here. I know you got to run. Appreciate you appreciate you being here.
Absolutely.
Tim.
Always a pleasure.
Happy Friday. And you've got this seminar, 928-329-1700. If you want to learn more about your retirement plan, if you have one currently or are interested in starting a new one, this
have lunch on us.
It's a great lunch to come to and learn about retirement plans, Russ.
I'm too young.
You are, and you're going to be working because you love your job. So.
There you go.
Money Talk. We'll be right back. AM560 KBU. Thank you a lot, Tim.
Thank you.
Living
Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they believe they manage money for their clients differently from many other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. Visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com and find out why investors switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they believe they manage money for their clients differently from many other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. Visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com and find out why investors switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Welcome back. Money Talk, AM 560, KBLU. It's Footloose. So who is that? Phil Collins?
Yes, I think so. I don't know. Okay. Or, I don't know. I'm not sure.
I remember that movie.
Yeah.
It was a little while ago.
Decades.
George Davis Sr., Money Talk, AM 560, KBLU. Happy Friday out there, National. Have fun at work. So hope you're having a good time. We are. Tim Avila was here with me and talking some qualified plans, 401ks. He knows his stuff. So if you want to go to that that lunch on January 6th and give us a call. So a little solo here now. Got this last 10 minutes or so, Russ.
Yep.
You know much about this DeepSeek
no.
deal that happened on Monday that China came out with?
I don't. I heard about it, but
pretty interesting, actually.
Is it?
It is. Very interesting. You know, I'm the type of person that says, okay, this comes out and everybody kind of freaks out. Oh, what the heck? This is the end of, AI for us and they're way ahead of us. And, you know, it's what's called a open source versus closed source AI.
Okay.
So you've got the hardware part. You've got the NVIDIAs of the world and the chip makers and the energy needed to run AI, correct?
Yeah.
And
power. It takes a lot of energy.
A lot of power, a lot of energy, a lot of cost. I mean, some of these OpenAI has been throwing all kinds of millions and billions of dollars at this stuff. And they have their own platform, their own OpenAI strategy, right? You get on and you OpenAI, have you ever used it? And you ask it questions and how to do, even my son, how do you do this algebra problem? And it'll tell us. Well, DeepSeek that came out of China is like OpenAI. It's not the tech part, the chip part or the energy part. It's the actual learning part.
It's the program.
The program.
Right.
Yeah. So it's like an open AI where you can get on, you can ask it questions, and it'll help you and give you ideas on whether that's right in the paper. The neat thing about it, though, is if you go to OpenAI and you say, solve 6x squared plus 2x minus 3 equals 0 for me, that quadratic equation, it'll do it, but it doesn't show you how it got there.
But if you ask it even, it won't show you?
I don't know about if you ask it, but I don't think so. I don't think it shows you the work. Well, this one does.
Okay.
I mean, that to me, it's like, okay, I've got, you've given me an answer, and now you show me how you actually derive that answer. So that to me is pretty impressive. And the cost of it, and I know you can't trust everything that comes out of China. They talk about their GDP, and usually it's,
they're talking like it's free,
usually it's
right?
half of what the GDP really is. But apparently the cost of the strategy was $5.6 million, which is...
nothing.
way below,
yeah.
you know, what we were spending. So, but it's an open AI. It's a large learning model. So meaning that, you know, it's out there. It's open source. You can get on. You can download.
Well, it says it takes a tenth of the power.
DeepSeek,
too.
It takes a tenth of the power.
Yeah, so you... Save on your electricity.
Yeah, who doesn't want something that's saving on electricity, more energy independent?
But why all of a sudden
learn,
do I not?
Lower cost. Isn't that what technology is supposed to be about?
Yes, but why do I not trust it if it's free? Why do I say, well, I don't know if I want it if it's free.
Well, it's not free.
I thought you could use it for free. No?
Well, you can download it for free.
Download.
There's a cost to it.
Oh, there is. Okay.
I even have that cost here. Which was actually quite substantial. But the other interesting thing is, I'll find the cost here, but I'm going through my notes. So NVIDIA on Monday, because of this, just this coming out, so there's this disruptors in the market, and you never know, but NVIDIA's been up 100%, 184%, something like that. But it erased close to $600 billion from an NVIDIA's market capitalization. When this came out, that's the largest single day drop for any company in U.S. history.
Okay.
$600 billion in one day wiped out because of the market. So anyway, let's see. Compare the prices. So DeepSeek says R1 costs 55 cents per 1 million token of input. So 55 cents. Okay. And in comparison, OpenAI, which is OpenAI strategy here from the U.S., that is a $15 per 1 million tokens.
Wow.
So $15 is what OpenAI charges. 55 cents is what these guys charge.
Those are big differences.
That's a huge difference. 50 cents compared to $15. So, but the thing that, the other interesting thing is when they, this DeepSeek is making this program, what they're using to run it are old NVIDIA chips, old chips from ours. So everyone kind of freaks out. To me, that's optimistic for NVIDIA. Just think what they would do if they had new chips.
Right.
I mean, the innovation. So, I mean, it's innovative. And yeah, okay, it came from China. It could have came from the U.S. The next one probably will come from us. I know Meta, they're throwing money at the same type of thing to compete with OpenAI. They'll probably come out with something that's similar or even better than DeepSeek next. So everybody gets kind of their panties in a bunch and, oh my gosh, it happened. It came from China. It's got to be bad. But, you know, anytime you're innovative and this AI revolution is going to continue and there's going to be different companies, different countries.
You be careful. It'll take your job.
That come with it. Well, you know, when one of the Carson conferences we went to, unfortunately, he... In the next 10 years, was it? Or 7 or 8 years? They projected that 40% of the jobs would be obsolete because of AI.
Yep. But that's the way the...
So you got to learn a new trade.
In that's my the way things go.
In your and I jobs, yeah. I could have a robot talking to you and do your financial plan and you know, be robotic about it. But you don't until you lose that, you don't have that human element and, you know... We use it to...
That's not going to happen anytime soon.
No.
And that may happen someday.
I guess someday it could if you really have an AI that smart and compassionate. And,
And maybe it'll be modeled after you, and you'll be talking to George the rest of your, you know, the generations.
It could be modeled after George Davis Jr.
Yeah.
You know, bring me back with my younger days.
And yeah, like a Max Headroom nightmare. <you know>?
You want the George Davis Jr. or the George Davis Sr. model?
Oh, no.
So, but, you know, like the... I guess the remedial things that we do, the everyday tedious skills needed, things that are done on a day-to-day basis that need it, that's the type of thing that'll be replaced.
Right.
So people are going to have to, they're going to have to learn some training, learn some new skills if they want to. You know,
AI right now, so, you know, I see it as a great tool for doctors, lawyers, financial guys, whatever. I mean, you'll have AI available to help you decipher, understand complexities of some market issues and stuff like that. It doesn't make decisions for you, but it's going to give you data that you never had before, probably. It'll give you data that could be researched and produced much quicker, but you still have to know which questions to ask.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you do need to have that human interaction. I mean, who doesn't want that human interaction still? We get away from that with COVID. And
I got computers at work that I can plug into your car and it can tell me exactly what's going on. And it can tell you an error code, and what, you know, what the probabilities are and stuff. But you need a mechanic to go in there and decipher it. We don't have that AI yet that's going to do that for you. And maybe that comes someday. But as we get better and better at some of these tools, AI being one of them, but we're scared of it, kind of like, you know, some other innovations in the past. I mean, you and I grew up at a time when computers became home computers. No one ever heard of such a thing. I mean, computer was so innovative that they only existed in big buildings with huge air conditioners and false floors and punch cards, you know, and stuff. And then all of a sudden, it would say, well, you can have one on your desk at your office in your house. And it was kind of like mind-boggling. Like, how could I have a computer? And it had... You know, it had like 10K of RAM or, you know, 10K of memory. You know, it had nothing, but it was more than we ever had. It could calculate numbers faster than I could do with a pencil, and amazing. And it put people out of work. It put out ladies that had a machine called a comptometer. You know, because they used to do all the inventories and stuff for me at work, and all that kind of, we didn't need any of those ladies anymore. We didn't need all that. And there were many people at the time told me it's horrible that computers are taking over. They're destroying the economies. They're destroying people's jobs. They're destroying lives, everything. Uh-huh. We've been through it many times. And the buggy whip salesmen are all out of business, too. But because it keeps moving. I'm not afraid of it. I mean, I think there needs to be a lot of precautions taken.
Yeah.
To make sure you don't give computers control. Of things,
remember
they remain a tool.
I always remember the telephone, like the actual, you know, you dial it and you'd be on the wall, and I'd be in my room. I was one of the lucky kids to have a phone in my room. I'd pick up the phone, and you'd hit the button, or you hit the hang up button to switch lines. Oh, I'm gonna switch lines real quick. And then you get all irritated because your brother or something would be listening in on your call.
No, I never had that problem.
Way back in the day with the old dial, you know, the finger dial phone, and someone would be able to be listening to you. Hit the hang up button and switch lines.
I remember when the fax machine first came out, it scared people. I asked my boss, we need to get a fax machine because they got one at headquarters. He said, shut the door. And he told me about all the problems. You know how we have to have reports to him by Wednesday. You get this fax machine, we're going to have it to Monday at noon. Because we could fax it.
Yeah.
And at Genuine Parts Company, we got the first. He said, but buy it. Buy that fax machine. We'll see what happens. And I did. And we were the first branch to have it.
Mm.
And sure enough, everything was faster. You know, there was no lead times. You know, I want that report today.
Mm-hmm.
Not mail it to me, because that's all we had.
Yeah.
And mail it, get it in a couple of days. Now it's fax it.
Mm-hmm.
And how much has that even progressed since then? Now everyone's got capabilities of instantaneous.
It was last year
stuff.
That if you sell a stock position, it's a 3-day wait. And people are like, 3 days for my money. So last year they changed it to 2.
You're out of time.
It doesn't seem that big a deal, but man, 33% reduction.
Big deal. We got to go, man.
All right. Money Talk AM 560 KBU. Too much fun. Have fun today.
The opinions voiced in Money Talk with Tom Rush and George Davis Wealth are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial or tax advisor prior to investing. Guests on Money Talk are not affiliated with CWM LLC. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.